Yes, a pretty girl is like a melody, especially when her hair is soft and shining, like that of Miss Beverly Ayler of Moline, Illinois. In a letter, Miss Ayler says, "My hair was harsh-feeling, drab, difficult to manage. Then I tried Fitch Cream Shampoo. Talk about results. My hair has never been so soft, so sparkling and lustrous. Of all the cream shampoos I've tried, I like Fitch best. From now on, it's Fitch for me." Yes, Beverly, it's Fitch for you and for thousands of other girls. They have discovered how this shampoo leaves your hair caressably soft, shining as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. So try Fitch Cream Shampoo. You too will discover that glamorous new look of softer, shinier hair. That's because Fitch Cream Shampoo is made with two special beauty aids, lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften the hair. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights. Fitch is economical, too. Compare the size of the jar. Compare its low cost. At drug or toilet goods counters, buy Fitch Cream Shampoo for softer, shinier hair.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Anne Whitfield, Robert North, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Yesterday, Phil returned from his trip to Denver with a Jack Benny troupe. He's still angry with Alice for having hired Robert Taylor to take his place on last week's program. And now, as we look in on the Harris home, we find Alice talking to her brother, William.
Is Philip still pouting about Robert Taylor, Alice?
You should see him. His lower lip is hanging down to here. Last night at the dinner table, he looked like he was wearing a red bib. Now, whatever you do, William, don't mention Bob Taylor in front of Phil because he gets... I think I hear Phil coming down now. Hello, Phil. Did you have a good night's sleep, darling? Now, Phil, stop being foolish. Come over here, honey, and I'll put my arms around you and give you a great big kiss.
Don't touch me. Don't come near me, you Spangler Arlington Brew fan, you. Haven't even told me you're sorry for what you did. You didn't apologize. The least you can say is...
Good morning, Philip.
There must be an antidote for this. What are you doing here, Willie?
Now, Phil, that's no way to talk to William. You're just being rude.
He certainly is. How gauche.
What was that last crack?
I said how gauche.
Lousy, thanks. How gauche with you?
Possible. It was a pleasure last week to have an intelligent person like Robert Taylor around.
Don't mention that name. That's all I've been hearing since I come back. Robert Taylor, Robert Taylor, Robert Taylor.
Well, no wonder, Phil. Bob did a swell job on the show, and people are talking about it.
Oh, he did, huh? I suppose you think Taylor would be better on the show than me.
Oh, don't be silly, Phil. I didn't say that.
Oh, but you're thinking it. You might as well say
but
it.
Phil, I...
Go on. Say it. Say it.
All right. I think Taylor would be better on the show than you.
That's better. I guess I told her. I'll bet my two little kids, Phyllis and Alice, missed me on the program last week. I'll bet you that. Hey, children, come on in here a minute. I'll bet they thought it was a pretty dull affair without me.
Did you call us, Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Look, I want to ask you something. Did you kids miss your daddy on the program last Sunday?
We certainly did, Daddy.
See there? I knew it. I knew it. That Taylor guy wasn't like your daddy, was he?
No. He was very funny. Yes, he tells jokes better than anybody we ever heard. And he...
All right, all right. And my own flesh and blood.
Everybody liked the program last week, Daddy. My teacher thought it was wonderful.
She did?
Yes. She liked Robert Taylor because he's so dignified and charming. She said he had a save affair.
Oh, that's wrong, honey. The word is pronounced savoir faire.
Is that the right way to say it, Daddy?
Don't ask me. I wouldn't touch it with a fork.
You see, it's a French word, dear, which means knowing how to do the right thing. Is that correct, William?
In essence, yes. Uh-huh. The literal translation is savoir to know and faire to do, which combined gives the idiomatic expression knowing how to do.
Thank you, Funk and Wagnall.
Phyllis, it wouldn't hurt you to have some of Mr. Taylor's savoir-faire.
I got plenty of that stuff. My savoir's just as fair as his, even fairer at times.
Phyllis, you're absolutely hopeless. You don't know anything. You have no desire to better yourself. No wonder people enjoy the show better.
Get lost, carbon copy. Go roll yourself up in a typewriter and play with a bell. Run now. None of you guys may have missed me, but I'm sure the sponsors did. I bet they didn't enjoy the show without me. Mr. F.W. Fitch and his board of directors in Des Moines are probably a very unhappy group of men right now.
Gentlemen, you all heard our Fitch bandwagon program last Sunday. What did you think of it, J.R.?
What's that? Did you say something, Mr. Fitch?
J.R., I asked you what you thought of last Sunday's program.
Well, I thought the show sounded different.
Yes, I didn't. Well, it didn't seem like our usual Fitch show.
No, the program didn't sound the same without Phil Harris.
Now our problem is, how can we keep it that way? If we could only keep Robert Taylor on and get rid of Harris, maybe we could break his contract.
J.R., I'm surprised at you thinking a thing like that. Get rid of Mr. Harris. Well, that's an ignoble thought, a conniving gesture. Besides, I was up all night and couldn't find a single loophole in his contract.
Well, there must be some way we can slough him off.
No, frankly, J.R., I don't want to slough him off. I sort of like Curly. He's a down-to-earth person.
I think he's very crude, and he has a vulgar way of expressing himself.
Oh, I find his language very picturesque.
Well, I do not, and I do not think he's the proper person to represent the Fitch Company. And furthermore, I think we ought to have someone who has much more dignity.
Get lost, Latherhead. Don't put some tops on our cream shampoo. Don't play with the lanolin. Gentlemen, I thought perhaps we could have both Mr. Harris and Mr. Taylor. We could use two radio programs, you know.
You mean we should start a second show starring Robert Taylor?
Yes, and let's get started at once. I'll contact Miss Fay and have her ask Mr. Taylor. She worked with him on the show last week, and as a friend, she might get him cheaper. I'll phone her later and explain the details. In the meantime, Miss Purcell, take a telegram. It goes to Mrs. Phil Harris, Encino, California.
Yes, sir. I'll bet the sponsor felt bad about my not being on the show last week.
Oh, I'm sure the sponsor missed you, Phil. And, honey, I missed you, too. Believe me. All I said was that Bob Taylor did a good job on the show. You know, he's a wonderful actor.
Fine actor. He couldn't even sing That's What I Like About the South.
But, honey, he doesn't happen to be a singer.
Well, you didn't sing it right either.
Well, I don't happen to be a singer.
Look, let me tell you something. You can't toy around with that number, honey. Anytime you kick that off, sister, it's got the roll. Won't come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistake. Wear those nerves, I'm never shaky. Ought to taste that leg cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar-cured Virginia hams, basement full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot cornbread and black-eyed peas, you can eat as much as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Have two, they're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. Well, it's the way way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, because that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens keep dreaming, those dreamy dreams, let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Here come old Bob with all the news, got the box, back coat, and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, oh, can't you hear those couple of feet? He would rather sleep than eat, and that's what I like about the South. Now, every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sigh? I'll go walking right on back. On, on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Do I Diddy? It ain't no town, it ain't no city. It's awful small, but awful pretty. Well, Do I Diddy. I didn't come here to criticize. I'm not here to sympathize. But don't tell me those no good lies, cause lying gal, I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50. PDQ, rose are red and violets are pink. I'm gonna get that 50, I don't. She's got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens. You and me and New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South. How is that, Alice?
Thank you, Carmen Lombardo.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Make fun of me. Nobody around here missed me.
I brought you groceries, Miss Faye.
Oh, we're in here, Julius.
Hello, soulmate. And how are you, Mr.? Hey, what happened to you, Mr. Taylor? You don't look as good as you did last time.
I'm not Taylor.
Well, what do you know? Old Ham Hock Harris is back. You know something? I missed you on the program last night.
I don't care if you... You did?
Yeah. I didn't think the show was half as good with Taylor on it.
Uh-huh. You see, Alice, that kid appreciates me. Gee whiz, Julius, I could kiss you for that.
You so much as pucker one little lip and I'll slug you.
You can slug me later. First, tell me why you think I'm better than Taylor.
Well, Taylor was too dignified. I don't like that stuff.
You don't, huh?
Nah, I like a low-down character like you.
What do you mean, low-down?
Well, you're different. You're unusual. There ain't nobody on radio like you.
Well, gee whiz. Hey, tell me more, son. Tell me more.
Oh, brother, he's soaking up this oil like a dry pancake. Well, I gotta go now. And Miss Faye, the next time Mr. Harris is off the show, don't waste your time trying to replace him. You couldn't find another person like Phil Harris in this whole world.
She couldn't?
No, and I doubt if she could find one on Mars, either.
There goes a cute kid. If he's lucky, he might grow up to be a human being. Nobody seems to give a darn whether I was on the program last Sunday or not.
Now, look, Phil, if you're going to keep pouting like that, I'm not going to stand here and listen to you. I'm going upstairs till you get over it.
All right, go ahead, go ahead. Now, she can't even stand to be around me. Oh, there's somebody at the door. I wonder who that is who didn't miss me last week. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, that must be Frankie. Sure it is. I see his car outside. My pal Frankie. At last, there's somebody who'll be glad to see me back.
Hiya, Charlie.
Hello, Frankie. Hey, come on in, pal. Gee, I bet you're tickled to see me back.
Now, you been someplace?
Of course, you
Gee,
know.
Gee, Charlie, that was a great show we had last week, wasn't it?
Et tu, Brutus?
Huh?
Gee whiz, I suppose you like Taylor better than me, too.
Oh, I didn't, but I think Alice did. She and Bob got along awful well together. Made a nice-looking couple.
I think you were smart coming home so fast. You know, you never can tell about these.
All right, Mrs. Remley.
What's that you got in your hand?
Oh, there's a telegram for Alice. Messenger boy give it to me on my way in.
Telegram for Alice? Wonder who it's from.
Oh, it's probably just a personal message from Bob Taylor. Why don't you open it?
I will not. If it's for Alice, I'm not prying into my wife's affairs. Besides, it's not from Bob Taylor. And to prove it, I'll open it and read it. Hey, Frankie, excuse me a minute while I see what this says.
Delighted.
Anxious to get Robert Taylor as star of Fitch program. Please inquire as to his availability and price, signed F.W. Fitch. They want Taylor instead of me? But why? I've been so cute on the show. Everybody says I'm a ball of fire. Gee, this is the worst thing that has ever happened to me.
What's the matter, Curly? Did Alice lose all her money?
No. It's not that bad. Hey, Frankie.
Huh?
This telegram here happens to be from the Fitch Company. And I guess after hearing the program last week, they don't want me. They're replacing me.
Gee, Curly, they're replacing you? That's tough. I didn't mean to be that good on the show last week. I tried to be bad, but it's tough to louse up your lines when you're a great performer like me. I knew they'd recognize my...
Oh, shut up, will you? Gee whiz, I can't understand why the sponsor wants to get rid of me.
Oh, don't let it get you down, Curly. You know how sponsors are. They're very peculiar people. Just because they're paying a guy, they expect them to have talent. When do they want me to take over?
They don't want you to take over. They happen to want a guy by the name of Robert Taylor.
Brew?
Spang. This is a fine way for the Fitch Company to treat me. A fine way, after I've given them the best options of my life. I'll fix those ingrates. I'll never shampoo my hair again as long as I live.
Why don't you pull it all out? Oh, they got a lot of nerve firing you. Hey, wait a minute, Curly. You got a contract with them, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course I got a contract. They can't fire me.
Look, Curly, play it smart. Let them fire you. Then you can sue them.
Oh, wait a minute now, Frankie. I don't want to sue them. But I do want to let them know I know my legal rights.
Well, the best way to do that is to get a lawyer to write a threatening letter for you. I got just the guy for you. He's a good, reputable attorney named Loophole Grogan.
Loophole Grogan?
Yeah. He's an ex-classmate of mine from Harvard. Get your hat. I'll take it down to his office.
All right. And when I get down there, I promise you...
Well, are you over your padding yet? Hello, Frankie.
Hi, Alice. Hey, do you know the Fitch Company just fired your husband and they're going to hire Robert Taylor in his place?
Oh, Frankie, stop joking.
No, no, he's not joking. That's on the square.
Yeah.
Here's the telegram. Look for yourself. But don't forget, I'm getting a lawyer and I'm going to threaten to sue him.
Phil, you're right. They are firing you. Well, I won't stand for it. If they don't want you on the show, they don't want me either, and I'm going to quit.
Now, don't be too hasty, Alice. One of us has got to make a living.
Hey, come on, Curly. We're wasting time. Let's go over to the Taft building and see Loophole Grogan.
Okay, so long, honey. I'll see you later.
All right, Phil. I don't blame Phil for being mad. If they don't want him, he ought to quit. The trouble with Mr. Fitch is he doesn't appreciate Phil. I had a boss like that once. I worked hard, and he didn't even know I was alive. I remember what I used to say to myself. The boss gets on my nerves. I've got a good mind to quit. I've taken all I can. It's time to get up and get and move to another job or maybe another town. The gentleman burns me up. The gentleman gets me down. The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults. A clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a Roomba from a wall. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright. He doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me.
He's somebody else's problem. He's
welcome to the guy.
He'll
never understand him
half as well
as I. The gentleman is a dope. He isn't very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. He'll never belong to me.
Curly, Lupo's office on this floor someplace.
Now, wait a minute, Frankie. You sure this guy's a good lawyer?
He's terrific. Ah, here's his office. Look at that sign on the door.
Yeah. John L. Grogan, attorney at law, ? Hey, Frankie, you sure this guy's a lawyer?
One of the best. Now, if you want him to handle your case, we better hurry in. He expects to be disbarred tomorrow.
Now, wait a minute, Frankie. Maybe we're being too hasty.
Oh, quiet, Curly. Here's Grogan now. Hiya, Loophole.
Well, good morning, Mr. Remley. And what can I do for you?
This is my friend Phil Harris, Loophole. He's in trouble. He wants you to help him.
Good, good. I have a hideout upstate he can have for $100 a week.
A hideout?
Yes, it comes fully equipped with two friendly witnesses who swear you never left the place.
Thorough, ain't he? He thinks of everything. Shall we get started?
Hold it, Remley. I'm not going to let this shyster handle anything for me.
Shyster? That, sir, is a libelous and slanderous statement. I shall sue you for defamation of character and take every...
Beat it, will you?
Go chase an ambulance.
Go someplace and draw up your briefs. Get lost, will you? Come on, Remley. I'm not going to hire this.
No, wait a minute, Curly. Wait a minute. We don't need him. I'll cop a piece of his stationery. You tell me what you want to say, and I'll write the letter to Fitch. Oh, what a letter I wrote to that Fitch. This will really scare him.
Yeah, you told him good. But, Frankie, do you think you made it a little too strong?
No. You gotta tell those guys off with good, strong language. Let's see now. I got the envelope all addressed. I'll just put this airmail stamp on it. Yeah. Now I'll drop it down this mail chute. Bye-bye. Here it goes.
Hey, Frankie. I have a feeling I shouldn't have done this, but if you think
Phil,
that it's... Oh,
Phil.
Hey, wait a minute. There's Alice. I wonder what she's doing here.
Oh, Phil, I have wonderful news. Mr. Fitch called just after you left. You misunderstood his telegram. He's not firing you. He wants Bob Taylor to start a second Fitch program.
A sec? Then I'm not fired?
Right.
Oh, Harris, I might have known they wouldn't fire you, you curly-top nightingale, you. Oh, gee whiz. Gee. Hey, boy, I'm glad all I did was send Mr. Fitch a nasty letter. Frankie, that letter.
Curly, stop trying to climb in the mail chute. Can't get in there.
Oh.
Phil, why did you have to write a nasty letter?
Oh, why did I have to do it? It's all your fault, Remley. You talked me into it. Now when Fitch gets that letter, I'm a dead duck.
Hey, listen, maybe he won't get it. Maybe he forgot to put a stamp on it. Maybe he forgot to address it, huh?
No, I put a stamp on it, Alice. And I addressed it to F.W. Fitch, Des Moines, Ohio.
Yes, you did it again, Remley, and I ought to... Ohio?
O-H-I-O.
Hey, Des Moines ain't in Ohio. It's in Iowa.
When'd they move it?
Oh, this is wonderful. wonderful, Frankie. Now Mr. Fitz won't get the letter. It'll be returned.
Sure, and I won't get fired. Oh, Frankie, you adorable dove, you. Gee whiz, I love every hair on your stupid little head.
That's all right, Curly. I know what I'm doing every minute.
Frankie, this is the best thing you've ever done. I could kiss you for this.
Well, gee, Alice.
I could kiss you too, Frankie.
Uh-huh, Curly. Have to wait your turn. Alice spoke first. Line forms to the right.
Phil will be back in just a moment. There's no excuse for dandruff.
Right. There's no excuse for dandruff.
Almost everyone has dandruff at one time or another, but there's no excuse for dandruff. That's because it can be removed so easily and completely with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Leading medical authorities say there are two kinds of dandruff. One is loose and flaky. It's the unsightly kind, the kind you can see. The other clings to the scalp. It's the invisible, irritating kind, the kind you can feel. If your present shampoo is doing only half the job, remember, Fitch removes both kinds completely. Be free of unsightly dandruff. Be free of invisible, irritating dandruff. Yes, be free of all embarrassing dandruff with Fitch.
Fitch is the only shampoo made that's guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application. And the Fitch guarantee is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
Remember, there's no excuse for dandruff. So switch to Fitch at drug counters, barber, and beauty shops. Ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo.
This is Phil Harris. Folks, last week, I went back with Jackson and the whole Benny troop to Colorado. I saw the people of Colorado go into action against infantile paralysis. And under leaders like Governor Naus of Colorado, Mayor Newton and Max Goldberg of Denver, and the Pueblo Chamber of Commerce, they are determined to stamp out this crippling disease. Now, during our visit, we had the thrill of seeing the citizens of Denver give $130,000 and the citizens of Pueblo give $10,000 to the March of Dimes. Now, with that kind of spirit all over America, we can make this year's March of Dimes a triumph. So join up tonight. Give generously. And let's whip infantile paralysis.
Good night.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet and directed by Paul Phillips. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. The part of Frankie was played by Elliot Lewis, and Mr. Fitch was played by Francis X. Bushman. Girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with both lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil for sparkling highlights. Try Fitch Cream Shampoo. Bill Foreman speaking. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.